You remain standing for a short while. But first of all, let's declare the word of God together as we begin to study the word of God today. All right, 1, 2, let us go. Now I declare
that the Lord has given me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, and I'm being filled with the knowledge of His will, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. As a result of this, I'm walking in a manner worthy of the Lord. I am pleasing Him in all respects. I am bearing fruit in every good work, and I'm increasing in the knowledge of God. Now again, I incline my ears to His word. The word is entering my heart. It is giving me light and direction. It is healing me in every area, and it's making me more and more like the Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen.
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
Today, God will give you insight more than ever before in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As you have taken time out to come and study the word of God and to pray, your inner ears will be opened in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That is how faith comes. Like Okemote was praying earlier, faith comes by hearing and hearing. God needs to open the inner ears. There are those who hear with the outer ear, but faith never came. Why? Because Isaiah said, hear and don't understand. See and don't perceive. They heard first time, but the second level of hearing, that one doesn't come because of the frequency of time you have heard something. It comes with different issues. For example, the attitude. Sometimes there's a football match to watch. It's the finals of UEFA Cup. Do you understand? And somebody's about to go and listen to the word. And I say, let us go. You say, okay, bring me the tape. I don't know whether I get that. You chose to watch the match, and you said somebody should bring you the tape. You will get the tape, but you will not understand anything. Because by that, you have shown by your attitude what's more important to you. So Isaiah's word will be fulfilled in your life at that point. He said, you will hear, but you will not understand. You will see, but you will not perceive. The inner ear is not open because you put earphones in your ear and listen throughout the night. No. It is opened by many things, one of them being your attitude towards the word of God. And that's why I prophesied for you again that this evening, because it's a Tuesday, you've probably been busy the whole day, yet you took time out to come and hear the word of God. For that reason, understanding, insight through the inner ear will come to you today in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And God will establish you in faith in Jesus' name.
Amen.
When the people didn't understand, Isaiah said it was so that they would not hear, believe and be healed. Are you getting my point? When people hear and they believe, healing comes, prosperity comes, soundness comes, hope comes, vitality comes. And that's what I'm trying to say. Today you will hear, you will understand,
amen,
and healing will come in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
To every part of you, healing will come in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Clear direction will come in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, the Lord is good?
All the time.
I said the Lord is good.
All the time.
Please open your Bible to the book of Psalm chapter 34 while you're standing. Psalm 34, while you're standing, I want us all to read. We're going to start from verse 1, but I want us to end in verse 10. All right, let's start from verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and rejoice. Verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Verse 4. I sought the Lord and he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears. 5. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. Verse 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and rescues them. Verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Verse 9. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. For those who fear him, there is no want. Verse 10. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. The Lord is good. My emphasis is verse 3. He said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Now, there are many things inside these verses. Of course, there are 10 verses there. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. As a young student those days, when I first heard the expression, blessing the Lord, you know, I was used to God bless you. You understand? It's a human thing. You give human beings a blessing. But I now found out that people will say, bless God. I said, what do you mean bless God? He's already blessed. Are you getting my point? Blessings flow forth from him. You cannot bless or add something to him. Well, later on, of course, we now understood what it means to bless the Lord. David was saying in here, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise, this is how you bless the Lord. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. It's not by saying, Lord, bless you, Lord, bless you, Lord. Yeah, no, that's not it. How do I bless him? I beautify him. How do I bless him? I magnify him. How do I do that? By singing his praise all the time, by having reason to put his praise continually in my mouth. Now, follow this. He said, my soul shall make its boast in the Lord, not in my certificate, not in my connection, not in the job that I have, and not in the quietness and the peace and prosperity in the country in which I live. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. Many people are trying to make their boast in other things. Are you getting my point? For example, a woman is pregnant. She must go and deliver her bro. Why? Let me give my child a chance. The son is supposed, the daughter is supposed to make the boast in the passport. That's what they are doing. He said, no, give it a chance. At least let's make our boast in the fact that you have, a passport from Philistia or from Egypt. Now, I'm referring to another scripture now. Okay? But David said, no, my boast will be in the Lord. He said, the humble shall hear it and rejoice. Many people are proud. So let's not even talk about them. It's only the humble that will hear what you say about your life being in the Lord that will be glad with you. Many people, they are proud. We won't talk about them. But where I'm going is this. He said, now, as I'm praising the Lord. Now listen to this. David said, now you join me and magnify the Lord. And both of us will exalt his name together. And that's what I want to talk about again. We've talked about this many times. I just want to take a minute or two to pray before we sit down. And if the Lord grants us that, we'll go to the book of Ecclesiastes that we are studying. Here, what was he saying? Magnify. I like that word. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. It's very important for you to understand. What does it mean to magnify something? Make it big. What does it mean to magnify something? Somebody's not seeing it clearly. Blow it up. All right? You have a microscope. If you see the kind of things you see through a microscope, things that the normal eyes do not see, but you slide into a microscope, it magnifies it. You give you a magnifying lens. Some that is small, suddenly it's big. Even my phone has an app, which is called Magnifier. So if I want to read something that's too tiny, I put on the app, open it like this, it just blows up like a lens. I can slide it, you know? You just adapt the camera, that's it. So what do you magnify? What do you mean by magnify? You increase the magnitude so that somebody can perceive it. What does that mean? It means that sometimes something is there, people cannot see it. Let's take a country like ours. God is walking, people cannot see it. I don't know whether you're getting my point. They are seeing other things. And David said, magnify the Lord. You know what we've been doing a lot of times? What we have been doing, especially in the last few months, especially in southern Nigeria, is that we have been magnifying Islamic headsmen. We have been magnifying Boko Haram. We have been magnifying Islamic agenda. We have been magnifying what they call economic recession. I don't know why I've not been able to believe in it. Are you getting my point? We have been magnifying every other thing, but Christians hardly magnify what the Lord is doing. And these are the things that control your decisions. Somebody the other day, we were talking to some of our brethren. Somebody now made a statement. I was so offended by it. Somebody forwarded a joke about the way government is in Nigeria. And that person asked, better prayerfully pray for your country, but prayerfully consider your options of leaving the country. I was offended from the bottom of my heart. When you speak a lot of negative things, all right, you are magnifying those things. You are not giving information. You are magnifying. Your words magnify. It doesn't just pass across information. It magnifies things. When you magnify all the negative things, it controls your system. It controls your decision. You start hearing people say, God told me to leave Nigeria. If you're not a missionary, I don't believe you. I'm being honest. You say, God spoke to me to leave the country. It is economy that spoke to you. It is fear that spoke to you. It's all the negative things that spoke to you. That's why David said in Psalm 139, he said, search me, O Lord, check my heart, whether there's any hurtful thing inside me. He said, check my anxious thoughts. He said, God told me to leave the country. It's economy that's speaking to you and pretending to be God, like he spoke to Balaam. When the king of Moab sent money, Balak, Balaam heard God again. And God said, go. That's what we're discussing again in Port Harcourt over the weekend. I said, how on earth could God tell Balaam to go? And at the end of the day, the Bible said that, and God was, the anger of the Lord was kindled that he went. There's something that's wrong there. What happened is that God spoke to him according to the multitude of idols in his heart. And he said he heard God. The fact that you have heard a voice does not mean you have discovered the will of God. I keep on telling people like that. The man who doesn't hear anything but studies the scriptures, okay, and through transforming his life through the entrance of the word of God, makes decisions, is in the will of God, not the one who heard the voice. Balaam heard go, yet he was against the will of God. Moses heard the word clearly. Tell them to divorce their wives and give a certificate of divorce. Jesus said in the beginning it was not so. But he said, but Moses said it, which was the word of God to them. He said it was because of the hardness of your heart. Why did they get Saul? Because they rejected God. Many people, God has said to them, anoint Saul as king in your life. And they say, I heard God. God said, he doesn't know. I said that only because he rejected me. Are you getting my point here? We must be careful what we magnify. What we magnify speaks to us. If you magnify trouble, it will speak to you. If you magnify economic difficulty, it will speak to you. You will think it is God, but it's what you actually magnify that is speaking to you. Please follow me. So what did David say? Magnify the Lord with me. When you hear of economic hardship, don't magnify the economic trouble. Magnify the Lord. When you hear of Islamic headsmen, don't magnify it. Magnify the Lord. One of our brothers wrote something. Many of you have forwarded it to him. You have read it. The brother said, look, Christians, stop forwarding the propaganda that he believes that many of them are written. Okay, let me add my own words. They are written either by Islamists or people want to cause confusion. They know you will forward it when they try to scare you. They know you will forward it. If you say God is a ruler, he's the El Shaddai, in the midst of our bond of lack, he's our El Shaddai, most people don't forward that one. What do? They magnify the next. Look, listen. Go and read your scriptures. All this one of Islamic, let's give ourselves information, is a lie. It's a lie. When people who want to win, people who are planning to win, it is their information people hear. I don't know whether you're getting my point here. God said, I will make them hear a rumor. The people were discussing what Israel would do. That's how Israel kept on winning. So when they hear, goes, I've ever told the story of drip, drip, drip. Drip, drip, drip. Oh, it's a fantastic story. Please give me a moment to talk about, okay, sit down, please, while I talk about drip, drip, drip. Then we are going to stand up together and declare and magnify the Lord. Drip, drip, drip is a very powerful story. Once there was one village. Now listen to this, very instructive. There was a village that was terrorized by, I think, a tiger or a lion. Let's just take a tiger. And then the tiger will come, catch the animals, sometimes kill people. And then one day, a man lost his donkey. And he went out to go and look. Of course, the whole village was terrified of the tiger. So one day, a man lost his donkey. And he went out at night to go and look for it. So he was moving around. It started raining. And it became dark while he was out looking for his donkey. Now, listen to this. That tiger terrorizing the village, because of the rain, looked for shelter. And he had come to terrorize the village again. So what shelter did he find? He found shelter near the hut of an old widow who was living all alone, a poor woman. The roof was leaking. And for that reason, anytime it rained, it always dripped. So when it began to rain, the woman began to complain. Said, this drip, drip, drip has come again. This drip, drip, drip is making my life miserable. There's nothing I hate more in life than this drip, drip, drip. And as she was doing that, she was moving her furniture up and down, trying to arrange things so that the leaking roof would not damage her things. So the tiger was there hearing the story. So the woman said, in fact, this terrible tiger terrorizing this whole environment, if it comes now, I'll even prefer it to this drip, drip, drip. I mean, what can the tiger do that this drip, drip, drip have not done worse to me? So the tiger said, what? You mean there's something more terrible than me in this village that this woman is afraid of? Said, that thing must be very powerful. At that moment, it was dark. That man that was looking for his donkey, he too was looking for shelter. So he stumbled on this same hut. And as he got there, he felt an animal there, and he felt like his donkey. He said, wow, it was dark. He didn't know it was a tiger. He said, foolish donkey, I finally got you. Gave the donkey a whack on the head. Wham! It was what? The tiger. And the tiger said, oh, drip, drip, drip has got me. So he put a rope around the tiger and beat the tiger. Say, follow me. And the tiger was following. Say, drip, drip, drip has got me. Drip, drip, drip has got me. It was night. Tied the donkey, he thought, to a tree in front of his house and went to sleep. And he woke up in the morning. Lo and behold, it was a terrible tiger. And the whole village is celebrating the man for catching the tiger. But what caught the tiger? It was the announcement of that woman that said, if drip, a tiger comes, I'm not even as afraid of this tiger as I am of this drip, drip, drip. And the tiger heard the rumor and lost his strength, lost his energy. And a man that he could have torn to pieces gave him a knock on the head. And he said, oh, drip, drip, drip has got me. That's how Christians behave. If they don't give them a job, it is discrimination. If they don't do something to them, it's because these Muslims are taking everything over. If this one happens, everything they interpret it, and I call that the grasshopper mentality. What is the solution? David said it's simple. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. In everything in your life, please magnify the Lord. Don't magnify the negative things. They say there's economic hardship. Say, this is the time to prove that our faith works. That's how you react. Not who ruined this country. These are our elders. They have killed the country for the young people. What is going to happen next now? No, it is time to say, hey, let us see whether we really believe God or we're joking all this while. Like I said, one of the major challenges is what you say with your mouth. God will allow economic hardship for 2 years. Let us see. Listen, what have you experienced? God said, listen, I allowed Job to go through things to see what he will say with his mouth. After 6 months of not having a job, somebody says that God is not as faithful as they make it look. 6 months of not having work. They have not killed all your children in one day and wiped out all your wealth. Just that you are looking for work. You sow the seed. Something. You know, that's why I like the book I wrote. What do you call the book? Great Faith Can Be Yours. Because at the end, I talk about sometimes Isaacs die. Christians can't take a little bit of something is not working. They say your faith is not working. Who said so? Go and read the Bible. The Bible says some people died because of faith. They could have gotten delivered. They said, no, faith is more important than deliverance. That means faith does not always bring deliverance. So, and because what they are calling death is transition to another higher realm of existence. And what's more important is the purity of faith. We've been talking about that on Saturdays. Now, follow what I'm going to say here. David said, what do we do? In the midst of those afflictions, please magnify God. In the midst of everything, magnify the Lord. Please stop magnifying negative things. Next time they forward rubbish to you about what Islamists are doing in Nigeria, let it die there. I don't forward anyone. I don't forward those things. You send it to me. First time, second time, I block you. You don't know your messages are not getting to me again. You're off my WhatsApp list. Oh, that's what I do, especially when I don't know the number. You forward something to me, forward the second one, you are blocked. Don't worry. You are blocked too. Don't, are you sure pastor has not blocked me? I have blocked you. If you have, no, listen. If you have forwarded that thing to me 2 times, you are blocked. It's my rule. Most of the things you're forwarding up and down, misinformation anyway. They tell you this happened in Delta. Somebody says Southern Kenya. Somebody says Kenya. Somebody from tell you, this was a picture we saw in Afghanistan 6 years ago. They say pictures don't lie, but captions do. They write anything on it. Anything. And people will be falling up and down. They think they say, let's know what, who cares what Islamists are doing? My God is not sleeping. Are you getting my point here? He remains the judge. He remains the judge of the whole earth. Get that point. What is the duty you and I have? Magnify him all the time. Christians, they've taken away the power of God in their lives. They voted for Goodluck Jonathan. Buhari won the election. They said God is not interested in the presence of this country. Can you believe such a statement? They have diminished the Lord instead of magnifying him. Instead of them to say that the Almighty still rules in the affairs of man. And he gives the kingdoms of men over to whomsoever he wishes. And sets upon them the least likely of men. The lowliest. The least qualified. You can be fighting whether he had a certificate or he doesn't. God made his decision. I give American elections an example. Donald Trump has no experience in governance. No experience in the military. No experience in public office. Like I said last time. He's running the country like his business. He said they need to talk for 90 days. He said 90 days talk on renegotiating after. Why can't you do this weekend? Because if he was doing business, weekend, decision is made. He's playing golf. He's making decisions. They're not telling him that 90 days to revisit an agreement. He does it in his office in hours. But God chose him. Are you getting my point? Listen, don't, oh God, that's another thing Christians do a lot. They magnify the devil. The devil now said that I will not be able to. The devil now said, and then they, of course, let's start talking about it. They now magnified the witch. For 15 years, my father was sick. My mother was sick. All witch children were now becoming sick too. Finally, we found out it's the witch in the next compound. But thank God, the witch has finally confessed. Praise the Lord. God said, praise who? Shut up. Better to say, praise the witch. Because it's better. Because for 15 years, God could not deliver any of you until the witch confessed. Like I said already on Sunday, and I've said here before, the God that cannot deliver you while your enemies are alive should go and get another job. Yes. The God that cannot deliver you while your enemies are alive should get another job. He's not fit for this job, the God's job. It's too big for him. His qualifications are not rich. He lacks experience. He has only 500 million years experience. No, we need somebody that has more years of experience. Your God that cannot deliver you was invented recently by your church. He doesn't have too much experience, just a 10-year-old God. If you try my God, the ancient of days, the beginning and the end, from everlasting to everlasting, he is God. That one said, I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. I make sure it's in their presence so that if they want to die, let them die out of anger. I won't kill them ahead. What is it? I make them sit down and watch. You see what he does did with Elisha? When the Syrian people were always raiding, he captured them, made them sit down. They gave them food. He said, now go home and go and tell your king. They never came back. That's the kind of God I serve. The kind of God that invites the chief of the coven to your wedding ceremony and gives her a front seat and says, sit down and eat, be merry. A child of God is wedding. That is the kind of God I serve. The kind of God that announces to everybody what he wants to do ahead and say, if you can stop it, try. He said, I act, who can hinder it? And as for my outstretched arm, who can turn it back? That is the God I serve. Are you getting my point? He's not afraid of the witch. Some people are afraid to say, don't let them hear. What will happen when they hear? They will now spoil it. My God said, what is wrong with you? I have a job of announcing what I want to do ahead of time. Why do I announce it? So that they will know that I am God. Let their own idols announce what he wants to do and do it. Let us see. Say, I will tell you what I'm about to do. Now, if you can stop it, stop it. I like that scripture. He said, I act, who can hinder it? As for my outstretched arm, who can turn it back? That is the God I serve. So he doesn't have to kill anybody to prosper me. If he wants to kill them, it is not because of my prosperity, it's because of their sin. But as for my prosperity, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I hear the funny prayers. I'm sorry, I have to say it. Every power stopping my destiny. That is, they had the power to stop your destiny. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed. You should cover your face. Like I say all the time, you are a witch? Prove it. Come to my house. If I can jump the fence. Honestly, you are not a witch. If you can jump the fence, you are just a common thief. You are not a witch. You are not even possessed. You just have a bad habit. They didn't flog you when you were young. That's all. A real possessed one will not try it. I'm telling you the truth. What do we do? Why do we behave like that? We've magnified the wrong things. You watch all the African magic Yoruba, your faith has disappeared. Listen, if you must shrink your brain, use Z word. Both of them will shrink your brain, guaranteed. Whether you watch Z word or African magic Yoruba, your brain will shrink. We know. But at least the Z word will not take away your faith. Believe me, if you must shrink your brain, use Z word to shrink your brain. I mean, you will lose intelligence, I know, but at least you will not lose too much faith. If you walk African magic Yoruba, your faith is gone. Those wolves will magnify all the witches in your village. You will see them as they are eating somebody, sharing the person. People, children can't sleep again. They will now come to church. They say they are doing deliverance. Deliverance from a whole movie. I said, my mother gave me something to eat. Since that time, there's been something in my chest I've not been able to swallow. That's advanced home video. That's African magic Lagos. Oh, God. The Lord is good. What do people do? They magnify all the negative things. Magnify the power of the occult. Magnify the power of witches. Listen, what you should do every time as believers is magnify the Lord with David. Let us exalt his name together. Let us sing of his praise. Let us declare that he is the Almighty. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the source of our blessing. Our blessing, say, we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. Those are things we'll be declaring. Are you getting my point here? If you do that constantly, you will not even know there's trouble around. Believe me, you won't know. When people are preaching, praying against which you won't even realize. Say, what are they praying about? Listen, some of these prayer points people have is what has been magnified in their faces. In this time, listen, everything in life, let me tell you the truth. Listen to this. Okay, I heard Apostle Okemote praying earlier that we should give thanks. That I saw a woman and her husband, salaries were slashed by 50% and by 20%. Both a couple, their salaries slashed and they are whining. Yesterday, when I saw the price of the shaving cream that I use, you know, because I've been married for a very long time, I don't buy things. I just see things in the drawer and I use. Are you getting my point? My wife arranges all those things, you know. It's good to be married, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. This year, you will marry.
Amen.
All right. You know, when I saw the price of one of those things, I was pretty surprised. I didn't know it was that expensive. I just the shape they go. I don't know the cost. Now, I'm going somewhere. Bishop told me the other day, say, anybody that's building a house now is building at a very bad time. That he wished they had finished building last year. He said, those who are still buying iron rod now, iron rod is now standing straight. High, growing. You know, iron rod, they grow normally, but right now, these ones are growing in price. Cement don't go up. Dangote is looking for looking for lost tire. He has to put the price for the lost tire on his cement. Somebody has to pay. Bishop said, oh guy, if you enter market, you will feel sorry for those who are just starting to build. That's adversity, amen?
Amen.
But which one of these adversities, listen to this, is close to that of a man who was the richest in the environment, who lost all his wealth and all his children in one day? Is anyone close? Okay, good. You see where I'm going? Yet, they said, all of that happened to him to hear what he will say. I don't know whether you are getting my point. Person lose job, nah, small thing. Price of cement went up, is a small thing. Compared to what happened to Job. Yet, the Bible says, all of that was to check what he will say. That means your own is to check what he will think. Your own is to check how you will feel. Not even what you will say. That one is not even powerful enough to check. Because when they wanted to check what a man will say, you saw where they went. Yet many people are failing it in small, small areas. They are talking nonsense. This Buhari man should just die, then I will be free. The year that King Buhari died, I prospered. Let me tell you the truth, eh? I want to digress a bit. I prayed, Apostle Kimote, that God will not let Buhari die. Many reasons. But the one reason I want to share with you is that if he dies, many Christians will suffer. Why? I'll tell you. Because they will rejoice and God will have to punish them for that. That God, please, if you want him to die, wait till they have learned the lesson so that they will not rejoice. Are you getting my point? Yes, that's it. Because right now they will rejoice and say, yes, 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 we said it, we did it, we killed him. And once they are doing like that, God says, listen, can you see evil people, iniquity people? This man has not done anything to you. Number one, as a matter of fact, he has done nothing. All the things you read in the news, they are lies. That a lot of the noise you are hearing is people playing the propaganda warfare. And you not knowing, you turn to Buhari and issue a curse in his direction. And if the man dies suddenly, you will mistakenly rejoice. And God will have to recompense you according to that work. So I pray to the Lord. I said, because of the mood of the believers right now, dear Lord, don't let anything happen to him. Because if it happens, they will all suffer. I'm not talking about political crisis in the country. I'm talking about individual judgment, having tapped into something that is wrong. What has he done? Like I was saying, all of those things you hear, not true. He's not the reason why the dollar is down. He's not the reason. We know the two. I mean, who are you? What's happening to you? Don't you know what's going on in the world? It's not his fault. It's your fault and mine. You get ordinary stomach pain. You go to India. That's the reason why dollar is down. Why naira is down. Parkland can deliver your child for you. UNTH will do it. Blessed Assurance will do it. Many of you have been to Blessed Assurance. You want to spend money, there are many places to spend money. But no, it's America. That's why dollar is like that. It is not Buhari at all. So let's even assume everything you accused him of is true. How does that equate with when a man looks at you and shoots at you, then you dodge and you run? And he tells your friends to tell him where you are, and he plants a bomb. How does that equate with when a man deliberately poisons your food while you are watching and sends an army after you to capture you, and you've done him nothing just because some girls were singing? Saul killed his thousands, David killed his 10,000s. You did not ask the girls to sing. These are these girls go around causing trouble. How do you compare? Yet, David said, let's not stretch our hand towards the Lord's anointed. And when the man died, he mourned for him. And the man who said they were the ones that I'm the one that killed him, and he lied. David killed the man and avenged the death of the king of the nation, who God rejected. So don't come and tell me any story. This was a man he knew God had rejected. The day Samuel poured oil upon David, David knew that God had rejected Saul. Yeah. What are you telling me? You get up every day, you disobey scripture. Some people even talk like morons. They say, God said, pray for your head of state of your country. He said, God did not say, well, we should pray. So I'm going to pray that fire upon him. Yeah, I'm telling you, these are Christians arguing with you. So when I prayed to the Lord, I said, dear Father, one major reason why I'm asking that you keep Oga at the top alive is to spare your children until you have given them enough information on how to behave. If as a church can, may God bring people that have sense to head this our bodies. This is a time that can should have released a statement, declare one day fasting and prayer for the president. Then you show that you're a credible body. Instead of PFN releasing a statement that they have lost confidence in the government of the head of state, nonsense. This is not the time to say such things. This is the time to say, brethren, let us put aside our differences. Friday, let us take a day, everybody please, fast from 6 a.m. till 12 noon. Between 12 noon and 12:30, release a small sheet of prayer and say, every Christian, pray like this for the president. Like we're saying on radio on Sunday, that listen, remember that, what's the name of that guy that called in? Is it Gabriel? What's his name now? The last caller. Gideon, thank you. The guy incited me. The guy blessed me. Short call. But after he spoke, I got inspiration to instruct people. In short, he said, don't let them turn you into what you are not. That is the summary of it. That is when people should know what Christians really are. You heard the one that one of these men, is it Yusuf? Or I think he's, what's the name of this man? So as students in ABU, he told the story. Crisis broke out. They killed, you know the way it is, Islamic boys and all of that. They killed some Christian boys. They went up and brought mercenaries from town to come and fight. The Christians captured them and locked all of them in a room. And they were debating, let's kill them to avenge. So I think him or some people said no, that the Lord said no. So what do we do? So in the morning, you know, they have captured them for hours. They were going to hand them over to police. So we're not killing them. We're not doing anything to them. They locked them in a room. In the morning, they came and gave them breakfast. Those ones were shocked. Ah, these guys are giving us breakfast? They finished giving them breakfast. They were deliberating. What do we do? Do we have to hand them over to the forces? Finally, the men said, no. Let's talk to them. Let them go. When the crisis was over, they let them go. Two of them came back to give their lives to Christ. Two of them came back and said, no. Let me hear about this, your Christianity. You guys are different people. This is a kind of time that will have shown what we really are made of. PFN will release a statement from the national headquarters. We have issues, yes, but for now, It appears to us like the head of state is infirm. As Christians, we know what to do. One day, not 2 days. Just pick a day, a Friday. Everybody, fast till 12 midday. And pray from 12 to 12:30. And these are the prayers loaded with scriptures. If the man sees it, somebody told a story once, I didn't verify it personally, but they said once, you know, presidents move around, they are human beings. So Obasanjo got somewhere, and so one man shook his hand. God bless you, sir. I just wanted to know that we are praying for you. Obasanjo looked at him, dragged him aside, took his name, put him in his cabinet. You are praying for me. I need people like you. Come. That all and the man was just greeting, he wasn't trying to do anything. Not trying to get people, just our guy is passing. Ah, sir, we know the troubles of the country. We want you to know we are praying for you. Oga Obas looked. So somebody's praying for me. You are not firing arrows in my direction. No, sir, we're just praying for you. Come closer where you can be praying. Your prayer will have impact. Do you have impact? we miss opportunities. We miss opportunities. Anyway, why won't we miss it? Our hearts are not right. When people are saying, God, on that sick bed, let him not arise. How would they do? I pray that prayer for Christians for the one simple reason. If their desire comes to pass, they will suffer for it. Why? They will have broken the law of God. Not because anybody physically will come and do anything to them. That's not what I'm talking about. I said it before. You can pray prayers God answers and is unhappy. Give us meat. God said, you want meat? He gave them the meat. Then the Bible says he sent leanness into their souls. God can give people things because they keep on asking. And he's displeased with the request. I keep on using Solomon as an example. God said, because you did not ask for money, I will give you money. Because you did not ask for long life, I will give you long life. Because you did not ask for the lives of your enemies, I will take them away from before your face. There are many prayer requests, even if they are answered, they are displeasing to the Lord. But why do we behave like that? That's my message. Because we are magnifying the wrong things. David said, magnify the Lord with me. Magnify the Lord with me. He said, magnify the Lord with me. What does that mean? If I'm ill, as I'm lying down on my sick bed, I magnify the Lord. I don't magnify the pain. There's a testimony I heard yesterday night. I need to get the testimony correct. About a woman healed of stage 4 cancer. Stage 4. Why? The woman didn't take any medicine. Her body was being racked with pain. Yet she will stand and be preaching and refuse to magnify the pain. You were the one that told me the story of a man whose wife was sick, terminal cancer. And people were coming to say, "Do, sorry." And the man said, "Please, do me a favor. Now, let me add the words for today. Don't go in there and magnify her pain." But I said, "Madam, where is paining you? Is it shoulder?" "It is well." You know, there are many "it is wells" that are saying that. "It is worse. It's terrible. You are just suffering anyhow." I'm telling you. The man said, "Please, when you get there, don't do it as well. Don't say do. Don't quelle. Ozugo. Ndo. I don't want to hear. Just take your scripture, get there and read it. Magnify the word of God." When enough people magnified the word before this woman, healing began to creep into her system. And she became well. You want to join Two Face? When they were sharing gala, share booze for him. Is that, it's not gala and booze? Yes, after the gala, he shared booze. And he was drinking and eating. He didn't know that time. When they were buying cars, what's the name of his own governor? So when they were dashing him things, he did not protest. He didn't ask Oga, "Where do you get this 20 million from?" That time now he wants to protest against this thing. If he annoys me, he will get laryngitis. He will come now. He won't be able to sing again. He should stop that nonsense. I'm sure DSS has called him and said, "Oh boy, this money, I heard this in your account." He said, "No, waiting. We just follow in our plane and they turn out to something." He said, "DSS, I'm promoting the next album. Waiting now." And the guy is suspended suspend the with the protest. And that nonsense. But, and people should know when people are doing cheap popularity. When was the last hit the man released? When was it? You don't tell now. Let me tell you about entertainment. It's about visibility. Do whatever you have to do. You just want to be out there. Why do you think some girls just go? They just start wearing pata. It's not. Look, I told you the other day. I saw one story. They were interviewing the girl. Why did you pose nude? Nigerian girl said that in Nigeria, not Nigeria, it's the whole world actually. That unless you do something drastic, nobody will know you. I said, okay, now that we know you, that you pose nude, sing Namo over here. Nothing for her. Oga Two Face, don't check up. Ah! P Square, don't the overtake guy. What's the name of these small, small boys in Lagos? Davido and the other one. There's one that his name has more. Whiskey, the hand, looking for again. Davido, Whiskey, play. They don't the overtake guy. And I say, wait till we go do more protest. Just watch it. Album will soon come out. My protest. Who won't bet money? Go and check. Album will soon come out. My protest. And everybody will queue to go and buy it. Say, Buhari, oh, Buhari, oh, is your money? I know what I'm telling you. No, these people is. All right, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Why am I saying all of these things, brethren? Please, let's magnify the Lord. Let's not join people magnifying all kinds of nonsense. We magnify the Lord. We magnify the Lord. All the afflictions of Job was just to check what he will magnify. And if you notice how he responded, what have you suffered? See the way he responded. In one day. Plenty children in one day. Not 2 days, not one sick today, accident tomorrow, no. One day, they were partying, and the house collapsed in a storm on their head, and they all died. The same day, the stock market collapsed. The same day, the bank where he had his cash collapsed. The same day, the gold he stored somewhere was stolen. Nothing was remaining, and he magnified the Lord. What did he say? They have stolen my money, they have killed my children, the enemies. Did he say that? What did he say? The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We, those days in faith, they said, no, he didn't understand. It was the devil that gave, and the devil that, sorry, sorry. They said, it's the Lord that gave, the devil that stole. David, Job was saying, in effect, I will not magnify the devil. What's your problem? Like an Ege will say those days, some people they magnify the devil so much. Say, the devil came in the morning after me. The devil came in the afternoon. The devil said I will not eat. The devil said I will not do this. The devil said another day, blessed be his holy name. They were testifying. The woman was testifying. And when she said, blessed be his holy name, she was trying to say, blessed be the name of the Lord. But she had said the devil like 6 times. Then everybody said, whose holy name are you blessing right now? What am I going to say? If all of that, when Job went through all of that to check what he will say, what is the little affliction you are going through that you are changing what you are saying? Was it, the prince was the one I listened to, and he was saying this. He says, one of the greatest difficulties that Christians have, and it's the primary duty that they have, to maintain their confession. That the Satan comes after it every time, giving them things to say differently. But their duty is to what? Maintain their confession. And like I said, confession is not, I believe God for a mighty car. I believe God for more money. No, that's not confession. That's desire. What is confession? It is the word of God. You confess God's word. You don't confess what you want. You confess the word of God. The word creates what you want. Because there are many things that God wants to do for you you have never imagined. But the word knows it already. So that's why I believe very strongly in just taking scripture and just putting it on my mouth. Like the one we read just now. He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. For to those who fear him, there is no want. This is where I'm going, verse 10. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. Believe me, wake up every morning. Stand in front of your house and declare this thing constantly. Declare it constantly. Recession will pass, you will not know it ever came. I'm telling you, you just declare it constantly. He said, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger. When you say young lions, you must understand, these are the strong ones. These are the connected ones. These are the ones with the certificates. These are the ones that can walk. So sometimes they lack and suffer hunger. Like I told you the other day, People come back from, a family send their children abroad, go and get degrees, advanced degrees from some of these, top universities outside the country. They came back, they can't find a job. It's called young lions lacking. Young lions suffering hunger. Say, but in the midst of that, those who seek the Lord shall not be in want of anything good. Let me tell you something about the will of God. It's something that we command into existence by constantly putting it on our lips. Jesus said, pray like this, thy will be done on earth as it is recorded in heaven. Your will is recorded. The will of God is the scriptures. It's not something that we don't know what God wants us to have. We know what he said in the scriptures. We take that word, put it on our lips. We magnify the Lord. That's what I'm talking about. Let's remember to magnify the Lord. Stop magnifying your problems. We have heard enough of it. You're not the first to go through the troubles. You're not the first to go through the trials. Like I said the other day, if you want to face the facts, keep facing the facts. That's your problem. But let you know that only the faith that you face that will bring to your life the next set of facts. If you face these facts today, they will keep on reproducing themselves. But if you face the word of God by faith, you face that word, it produces a new set of facts eventually in your life. That's what prayer is about. Prayer is not God, oh, see my condition. When will you answer me? God, oh, see my condition. When will you answer me? God, oh, see my condition. See my condition. See my condition. See my condition. You know what is happening? You are magnifying the condition. I like one thing Kenegi used to say those days. He said, find a scripture that speaks about your situation. Now let me not tell you the way I apply it. He will say, take that one to God in prayer, which is not a lie. That is true. But this is my application today. Find that scripture and just talk about it all the time. Find that scripture and talk about it all the time. When you hear positive testimonies of what God has done, talk about that all the time. Have you noticed? People will tell you everything that Islamists are doing. They don't tell you one story of deliverance, that somebody was delivered. They magnify the negative side. It's magnifying. Look for something that God did. Magnify that one. I told you once I saw on TV a doctor. He said that I have learned not to take hope away from my patients. So it was not a Christian program. It was National Geographic Discovery, one of those two channels. They were just talking about normal life, you know. And that's okay. Because in medicine, when it comes to, for most conditions, part of the job of the doctor is to prognosticate. That is, tell you the possible outcomes. So he'll tell you that, oh, don't worry. We'll give you antibiotics for 5 days. You should start getting better. Most people survive this. Nothing to worry about. And if it's a cancer, he will tell you, the way they do it in those countries, you see, it's forbidden to tell you that God can heal because he doesn't want to go to court. So he will tell you simply, 5 year survival rate, that's how they state it, is 25%. That is, your chances of being alive at the end of 5 years is only 1 in 4. It tells you, matter of fact, no emotions, nothing personal, just doing business. Are you getting my point? So this man, I told his story many times here before. He said once he told a patient like that, you will die within 1 year. You will get worse. After some time, you won't be able to walk. Then you won't be able to see. Then you won't be able to eat. I'm adding words to it now just to make it dramatic. And then just like he said, after some time, the man couldn't walk again. After some time, the man couldn't eat. After some time, the man couldn't see. After some time, like he said, the man died. And then they did an autopsy and there was nothing wrong with the man who died. Nothing wrong with the man. The disease they said he had, he did not have. The man was surprised. The human spirit works funny. Oh, human spirit works funny. You've heard of people, maybe a man and his wife, they were married maybe for, George Bush Sr. and his wife, they said they were married for 72 years. Yes, George Bush Sr. and his wife, married for 72 years. Both of them fell ill the same day, were in the same intensive care unit. They were married in hospital. One fell sick. The other one said, only you want to fall sick. Now I lie down. Now, I've had stories like that. One of them will die in the morning. And George Bush didn't die. I'm just talking about example. Maybe someone will be married for 70 years, live together for the last 70 years, 50, 70 years. Then one will die in the morning. The second one will die the next day. That is how human spirit behaves. I won't just woke up in the morning and say, my wife. And usually, you know the funny thing? It's the men that behave like that. The wife will die first. The man will just say, lie. Wait for me, I'm coming. Yeah, they are the ones. I'm not saying this is not scripture. Yeah, if it's the man that died first, the woman endures for some time. things of the children, the grandchildren. The grandchildren will come and say, ah, mama, great-grandchildren. Say, okay, sorry. But if he's a man, come all of you, get away from here. My wife has gone. No, that's how the men behave. The woman will die today. The guy is there. Okay, God, look the time. Everybody will be waiting. As soon as they go, you all lie down and die. This father and die, till nobody today start to. That's how the human spirit is. The human spirit is so powerful. And just make up his mind and say, is it dying? I'm just going to die. And just lie down there and die. That's what happened to that man. He believed so much in the doctor. When the doctor said, you're going to get worse over the next 4 months, he did. He came to the doctor. Doctor, I've done exactly as you have said. I can't walk again. Doctor said, good man. Now you're going to go blind over the next 3 months. I'm serious. It happened just like the doctor said. He did an autopsy. There was nothing wrong with the man. That's why I'm telling the story. They now talked to the doctor. He now said, now I've learned. Elderly physician, American. Said, now I don't take hope away from my patients. I never do anymore. So the reporter now said, the man interviewing him, doing the documentary. He said, let us assume your patient has a condition in which 90% of the patients die within a year. What do you say? That's why I'm telling the whole story to get to this point. He said, I say to her, 10% live beyond 1 year. That is, I magnify the ones that live. I don't magnify the ones that die. I focus the patient on the one that lives. David said, magnify the Lord. You have been injuring yourself all this while, magnifying Boko Haram. I told you, my friend, Pastor Courage in Sokoto, it is forbidden in his church to discuss what Islamists are doing. And he's a pastor inside Sokoto. It annoys him when he hears Christians in the South talk. He said he should call us and ask us how to respond. While people are saying this and that one, he will tell me, look at where Sokoto is expanding to. I'm believing God for land here so we can open a third branch there. But last time I went was to go and preach as the second branch was opening. He said, in this church it is forbidden. What Islamists are doing is out of bounds. If he needs to pray, he prays at home. He and his wife can talk about it, but the children is forbidden. They don't hear about it. What is his reason? He said, what you magnify decides the kind of strength you have. He said, to give Gideon strength, God made him hear what the Midianites were saying. He made a statement to me. He said, they should hear what God is doing, and they should be preparing against our attack. So that is spiritual order for those who are winning. Magnify the Lord. That's my message today. In fact, I want to sound spiritual now. But believe me, I'm not joking. The Holy Spirit sent me to come and say this one today. I was supposed to come and pick up preaching from Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 16. And I prepared to end it at the end of chapter 4. But this morning, after I finished early in the morning, something dropped in my mind. Magnify the Lord. It stayed there the whole day. And I knew that's my message for this evening. My people have magnified every other thing and they have weakened my power, my ability in their lives. The social media has taken away their faith. News reporting has taken away their faith. The news reports people, they are interesting. They know how to take away your faith. Just watching American events, I stopped watching CNN. They are tiring. I see them every day trying to weaken the faith Americans have in their president. It was on BBC I found out to my surprise that polls done showed that most Americans were in support of the travel ban. CNN won't report that poll. CNN will not report that poll. It was on BBC I found out that most Americans, this travel ban that they are rioting against, BBC said, despite the riots, despite the demonstration and all the protests, it's been shown that most Americans are in agreement with Donald Trump. The day I heard it, I said, Father. Yet, if you watch CNN, you think Americans want to impeach him? No, they're in agreement. They said, no. 90 days, 120 days ban until you start. I always put some of these G's here and there and add to it. One woman sat down and analyzed. They said, okay, but you allow some countries like Saudi Arabia, their citizens to come in. And the woman said, yes, it is because they have a detailed biometric system We can easily track anybody coming in from Saudi Arabia that these other countries they don't have. I said, God in heaven. The way CNN reports it, she. You would think it was just a senseless decision made by some people. Donald Trump didn't come up with that. Boy sat down and planned that thing for him. What am I going to say? Watch the kind of news that comes into your life. They are undermining your faith. They will tell you that Islamists are about to take over Enugu. Sultan came the other day. Then you start pissing. But if you knew, you say, God in heaven, we have prayed and we are going to take over Sokoto. That's what you should say. Say, Sultan, you've come here. You know what happens with football? When they are, people are pressed for, you know, they want to score goal, they will now attack. What happens? Counter attack. Pogum, one has entered. You will know why Cameroon won the AFCON. The Lord is good. That's how you should respond. That's what I'm talking about. Let me tell you something about somebody you don't know too much about. Many of us Christians. His name is El Shaddai. His name is Jehovah, the man of war. His name is the beginning and the ending. His name is he that rules in the affairs of mankind. His name is he that holds the whole world in his hands. His name, he is the one who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, who says that the earth is mine and the fullness thereof. He is the one that is called the King of Kings. That means Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump, Muhammadu Buhari are his subjects. That is the person I'm talking about. Oh. He's the one that with the blast of his nostrils, he divides the sea. He's the one that puts a foot down and the earth cracks open. He's the one that his coming alone sets a mountain on fire. He wants to talk with a prophet. Rocks crack. I don't know whether you get my point. He said, Elijah, let us talk. He comes, an earthquake begins. And the Bible says he's not even there. That's just an... you get my point? That is just that these are his dispatch riders. You know dispatch rider? Earthquake is his dispatch rider. Fire on the mountain, his dispatch rider. That's the God we are talking about. And the God looked at Banky and looked at you. So let me describe myself to you. I am your father. Please, let's talk about him. He's a healing God. He's a God of Nigeria. He's a God that says, thus far and no further. He says to the sea, get back, and they move back. One day when he came down in human flesh, he slept on the boat. The boat was running up and down. They said, don't you care that we perish? The Bible says he got up and he hushed the sea. Literally, he talked down on the sea. Well, you know what it means? Will you stop that nonsense? That's it. The sea went quiet. Shoo! He's not afraid of Boko Haram. He's not afraid of Islamists. He's not afraid of anything. And he has a word. He said, you destroyer, watch it. The time has come. You will now be destroyed. Nobody can destroy for a moment longer than he approves. That is a God I serve. He doesn't need my enemies to die to bless me. He knows his job. He has all the experience possible in it. That is the God I'm talking about. That is the God I'm talking about. That's the God I wanted to start talking about. Let's talk about him. Talk about him. Talk about him. Look at that problem that's been disturbing you. I say you are too small. Laugh. The Bible says, he that sits in the heavens shall laugh. Shall laugh. Ordinary poverty, hunger. You didn't sleep last night. This night, look. I mean, you didn't eat last night because of you didn't have money. Let me tell you something. This night, go and lie down and say, food, even if you come today, I won't eat you. To prove to you that I'm bigger than hunger. Talk to yourself. How have I been making this matter a prayer point? Let me rejoice that this same God looked at me and said, I am your father. Say, Lord, even if you don't give me another thing, I will rejoice in that. I will rejoice in that. That you said, you are my father. Even if you don't give me any other thing, I will rejoice in that. I'm going to hold my head up high. I am going to rejoice in that I am named by you. That you know me. That my life is engraved. Oh, I like the way Chris Devon said it. Upon the palms of his hands. Say, Lord, I thank you. My hand is in your hands. You are leading me. You are around me. You are right about me. He said, the angel of the Lord encamp around. The one person can be around you. Those who fear him and delivers them. Say, God, you are my deliverer. You are my deliverer. You are my deliverer. One day an army gathered against Israel. And the people prayed. And in one night, I think 185,000 Assyrian soldiers died. One night. And God did not come by himself. He sent one of his angels. That is the God I'm talking about. Oh, come on, magnify him, magnify him, magnify him. Magnify him. He's bigger than the economy. Come on. He's bigger than the economy. He's bigger than the president of Nigeria. Buhari is not in charge of Nigeria. Our Heavenly Father is. Buhari is not in charge of Nigeria, oh. Our Heavenly Father is. Your Father is in charge. APC is not in charge. People are already sending prayer. Pray for the vice president. They want to kill him. They want him to resign so that he will not take over. Listen, no human being is in charge. God, our Father, he rules in the affairs of man. He rules in the affairs of men. He rules in the affairs of Nigeria. He's the one that appoints rulers. Magnify him, please. Magnify him. Magnify him. There is this song. He said, you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Who is there like you? Raise your hands and sing to him. Oh Lord. You have created us in your likeness. Who is there like you? There is no one like him. That's what we are saying. Oh Lord. There is no one like our Father. There is no one. We lift our hands. He's a great I am. To the great I am. Was and who is. He's the one. And is to come. We lift our hands to the great I am. Who can compare with you? Listen, there is no demon possessing any Islamist that can compare with him. There is nobody that can compare with him. There is no economic hardship that can compare with him.
At all.
There is no pain in your body that can compare with him.
Yes.
There is nothing, no one that can compare with him. He is great. He is the great I am. He is the God of this earth. He is the God of the universe. He is the creator. He is the real creator. And he is your Father. Jesus said the Father himself loves you. That Father we are talking about, he loves you.
Yes,
oh, listen to this. When Jesus wanted to prove that the Father loved him, he raised Lazarus up from the dead after he had been dead for 4 days. When Jesus did that, it was just to prove that the Father listens to me. And I want to say to you today, the Father listens to you.
Amen.
Jesus said the only problem is that people have been magnifying other things, so faith is not in their hearts. Let's take a moment. We worship the Lord. But let's just take a moment and say, Lord, we are sorry for every other thing we have magnified. There's this song that says, I have made you too small in my eyes. Oh, Lord, forgive me. And I have believed in a lie. Can you imagine that we have believed in a lie? That you were unable to help me. Can you say that? That's what we have been doing. But now, oh Lord, I see my wrong. Hear my voice and show yourself strong. And heal my soul. Oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Oh Lord. On you be magnified, oh Lord, be magnified, be magnified, be magnified, oh Lord, you are highly exalted, and there is nothing you can do. Oh Lord, our eyes are on you. Be magnified, oh Lord. Father, we magnify you. Lord, we repent of every negative thing we have said, other things we have magnified, where we have laid our eyes upon. We magnify you as a supplier. We magnify you as a God above the economy. We magnify you as the ruler over Nigeria. We magnify you as our Father. We magnify you as the source of our lives. We magnify you, Lord, as a healer. We magnify you, Lord. We lift you high. Indeed, you are God. 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 Indeed, you alone are God. There is none else. Oh, being God means you are the one controlling everything in my life. Indeed, you are God. Oh, Lord. Lord, you are God. You are God. Lord, have mercy upon this nation. Have mercy upon your children. Have mercy upon the church. Have mercy, Father God, in Nigeria, over all our wrong words and wrong attitudes. Have mercy. You are the God of mercy. You are the God of mercy. The God of mercy. We worship you. You love us, Father God. We know, we know, we know, we know. Therefore, you've been merciful to our iniquities. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Father, we give you thanks.
Hallelujah.
Great days are coming.
Amen.
I said, great days are coming.
Amen.
All the affliction, the troubles, they have a short time remaining.
Yes.
After that, great days are coming.
Amen.
I said, great days are coming.
Amen.
The Lord will destroy the destroyers.
Amen.
Yes, the Lord will destroy every destroyer.
Amen.
He will restore peace unto this land.
Amen.
He will bring prosperity into your home.
Amen.
He will bring healing to you on every side.
Amen.
He said, great days are coming.
Amen.
Father, we give you thanks.
Hallelujah.
We give you thanks.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed.
Amen.
All right, the Lord is good.
Awesome.
Let's share the grace in fellowship. Unto, let's go. Because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, surely we have passed out of death and we have passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse into the blessing. All things have passed away in our lives. We are now filled with the Spirit of Christ. We live above sin and walk above the devil, because we are seated high above with Christ. This is our season of multiplication and dominion in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. One more time. This is my season of multiplication and dominion in the name of Jesus. Bless somebody on your left or your right. This is your season of multiplication and dominion. Another person. Do it for one more person. This is your season of multiplication and dominion. All right, cheer up, brethren. The word.